and to worship the Lord. What a joy we have, a song of hope that we can sing. I'd like to open the time with some scripture from Matthew chapter 6.
我们请弟兄姊妹一起打开马太福音的第六章。
So Matthew chapter 6 verses 9 through 13.
马太福音的第六章第九到十三节。
In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Let us have a word of prayer.
我们一起有些祷告。
Dear Lord, we just come under your headship and your authority today, and we declare you as Lord.
主，我们今天来到你的作为我们头的带领下，我们来到你面前。
You are Lord of our lives. You are Lord of our assemblies. You are Lord of the entire earth.
你是我们生命、我们聚集和整个宇宙的主。
And we just ask that you would lead this time, that you would breathe life, your life, into this time of sharing that we have now.
我们愿你带领这段时间，把你的生命带到我们的聚集当中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
阿门。
So, I've been meditating on this section here from Matthew 6.Verses 9 through 13 for the last several weeks.
在过往的几周内，我一直在默想神在马太福音六章九到十三节这句这段话。
It's a passage that I expect many of us have even hidden in our hearts and memorized at some point of our lives.
我相信大家在不同的时间都已经把这段话记在心中。
Maybe even the young people that are with us have memorized this since they were children.
甚至有些年轻人在他们很小的时候就已经背过这段话。
And as you go through from verse to verse, there's a further revelation of who our God is.
当我们一句一句的读的时候，我们就发现神把他自己一步步的打开。
When you look in verse 9, we see that we have a father.
在第九节讲到我们有一个天上的父。
A father who is both very near, but also highly exalted.
不仅他与我们很接近，而且呢，他也是在高天上的神。
In verse 10, we see that we have a king who is king both of heaven and of earth.
在第十节，我们看到这个国王，他的在地上、在天上都有他的王国。
We see in verse 11 that we have a provider, our Jehovah Jireh.
在十一节我们看到我们这位神是供应的耶和华供应我们的神。
In verse 12, we see that we have a savior, someone who has atoned for all of our debts and our sin.
十二节讲到我们有这样一位的救助，他还了我们一切的债。
And verse 13 is where I'd like to focus today. We have a deliverer.
第十三节是我们今天要讲的中心。是讲到我们有一位拯救者。
So what I'd like to do in the time that we have together is to share about this deliverer.
我们就会我打算用这段时间和我们大家一起分享我们这位拯救我们的。
And to get to the point of speaking of this deliverer, I first sense that I must begin by speaking of the evil one.
我们在讲到这位拯救者之前，我们要先讲到那个作恶的恶者。
For if we know how evil the evil one is, it's even that much greater to see the power of God by being our deliverer.
当我们看到这个恶者是如何的恶的时候，我们可以看到我们的拯救者是何等大能的神。
So, you know, when you're going through this passage here in Matthew 6, and since so many of us have known this word even from our youth, it's easy to think that this is just a simple prayer.
我们因为特别熟悉这段经文，所以我们也可能把它当成一个非常简单的祷告而已。
But when we get to verse 13, we see that there are great spiritual things that are happening.
但是我们读到13节的时候，我们就发现这背后有非常大的属灵的事情发生。
In other words, it's not just a light thing to say, deliver us from the evil one.
换句话说，我们说救我们脱离凶恶，不是一个简单的事情。
And if you study a little bit of who this evil one is, it impacts the way we live our lives.
若是我们来仔细看这个恶者的时候，就会影响到我们生活的方式。
Consider how there are passages in the Old Testament that speak of this evil one.
在旧约中有很多地方提到这个恶者。
And we know this evil one has many names, Satan, the devil.
这个恶者有很多的不同的名字，有时候是撒旦，有这
He
个
is our
魔鬼。
adversary, which means he is against us.
他是我们的仇敌的敌对我们的，
For he is against God.
因为他敌对神。
So you can look in Ezekiel 28, and there's a chunk of scripture there from verses 12 through 17 that speaks about this potential that was in Satan, but his pride and iniquity followed. He had that seal of perfection, but yet pride followed.
你比方说，可以读到以西结的28章，那里面就讲到这个恶者的种种的情形。
And you know in Isaiah 14, where it speaks about in those verses around verses 12 through 14, it talks about how his pride consumed him. There's that repetition of saying, I will, I will, I will, where he was exalting himself,
在
Satan.
以赛亚书第14章12到14节也讲。恶者，他是以自己为中心，要用这个非常骄傲来控制一切。
And then you see that first interaction with Eve and with Adam, where you see that deception that came out of his fall.
当他在伊甸园和亚当夏娃这样交流的时候，就看到这个恶者的一些本质。
And I'll just give one example of what our Lord Jesus even says of the devil in John chapter 8.
我们的主耶稣也在新约的约翰福音第8章讲到这个恶者。
In John 8:44, it says, You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it.
在8章44节说：“你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
So when Jesus here is speaking of the evil one, it's not a light matter at all.
”所以在我们刚才读的，当主耶稣说到这个恶者的时候啊，不是一个小的事情。
We know how Paul says that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual forces of evil.
我们也知道保罗告诉我们，我们不是与这个属血肉的征战，而是那与执政掌权的和管辖着幽暗世界的天上属魔鬼的征战。
Now, right now, you probably like me find that we're having a lot more time on our hands, especially since we're at home all the time.
你或许和我一样，现在的时候呢，因为我们在家里待着，所以有比较多的时间。
So I've had the opportunity to do a lot of reading in these days.
所以这些日子，我读的很多东西。
And I'm reading some books right now that I've never read before, and it's called the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
我甚至以前没有时间读的，我们也可以读到。像我们有一本著作是讲到这个有这个指甲的一个主，有一
It's written
个戒指的
by
主。
it's written many years ago by this brother J.R.R. Tolkien.
是一个弟兄叫 Tolkien 的弟兄写的这个戒指的主。
And there's much spiritual allegory that we see in these books.
在这些书中呢，有很多属灵的一些比喻。
And one of the things, I don't want to ruin the book if you haven't read it yet. And if you haven't read it, don't watch the movie first. Read the book, it's much better.
若是你还没有读过这本书的话，你不要去先看那个电影，先看这本书更好。
But in the book, I'm not done yet. I'm in the third of the four books. But one of the things that you see is this description of this evil one that has this power that's seeping out into the land.
我还没有读完，我读的四卷的三卷，但是呢，你可以看到它里面有表述这个恶者的，讲到这个恶者的权柄和他要侵入这个人的这种情形。
And the characters in the book, not only do they see evil, but they actually feel the evil.
在这个书中，很多的人物啊，他表述出来的是不仅能够看到这个恶者，而且能够感受到这个恶者。
Now, of course, we see many examples in the scripture of evil as well.
当然，我们在圣经中也看到对于这个恶者的种种的表述。
Consider Jezebel. Ahab's wife back in 1 Kings.
在《列王记》那里，讲到那个耶西别的时候，也是一个恶者的代表。
In one way, you can look and see her as the personification of evil.
甚至我们可以把它当成是一个这个恶者的化身。
In 1 Kings 21, verses 25 and 26, it says this. But
在
there was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do wickedness in the sight of the Lord, because Jezebel, his wife, stirred him up. And he behaved very abominably in following idols, according to all that the Amorites had done, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel.
在这个列王记上的21章的25节，从来没有像亚哈的，因他自卖，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，受了王后耶西别的耸动，就照耶和华在以色列人面前所赶出的亚麻利人行的最可憎恶的事，信奉偶像。
Right, so it went, when they got married in chapter 16 of 1 Kings, it says it came to pass as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took as wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and he went and served Baal and worshipped him.
在列王记上的16章讲到这个王亚哈王怎么娶了这个败坏的耶西别为妻。
Jezebel was evil.
耶西别是一个非常恶的人。
Jezebel's influence was extremely impactful on Ahab and what Ahab did.
耶西别就对这个王亚哈王有非常坏的影响。
There were altars to these gods, Baal and Asherah. They rebuilt Jericho. If you remember back in Joshua, there was that curse upon anyone who would rebuild Jericho, but yet that was done during Ahab's day.
这里讲到的，像他把这个建造巴利的庙，甚至恢复了这个耶利哥城，要重建耶利哥城，是神所禁止的。
We know how Jezebel massacred the prophets of God, how instead of revering those prophets of God, not only did she massacre them, but she also had a place at her own table for the prophets of Baal and Asherah.
这个耶西别不仅屠杀大量的神的先知，更是他把那偶像甚至设立在他的周围。
And we know what happens after that. Elijah says, I want you, children of Israel, to make a choice between God and Baal. Who is the real God?
我们记得，我们的先知以利亚曾经告诫以色列人在巴利和真正的神的面前做个选择。
So all the people are gathered together, the prophets of Baal are gathered together, 450 of them. And then Elijah says, let's see by way of proof who is the true God.
所以以利亚就把这些巴利的这些假先知450个都招在面前，要看到底谁是真神。
And there's this competition almost. Here is a sacrifice. Here, you build your altar and put a sacrifice on it and see who consumes by fire. And of course, the prophets of Baal, they dance and they are doing all they can. They're cutting themselves. They're trying to make the sacrifice work. But of course, it fails.
就好像一个竞争一样，在祭坛面前有很多的这些假先知、属巴利的，他们在一起跳舞，一起甚至刺伤自己，要使得这个祭坛上的火可以点燃。
And then Elijah has his altar built. And remember, this is in years of drought. It was over 3 years of drought. They poured water, which must have been even more precious than normally. They poured jugs of water and jugs of water covering all of this sacrifice and even in the trench around it. And we know the story. The sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the water were all consumed.
以利亚做祭坛，他就在祭坛上浇水。那时候的水是经过3年多的干旱以后，是非常宝贵的，比金子都宝贵。但是当水浇下来的时候，神就降下火，烧尽了祭坛木材、石头和沟里面的一切的水。
Then Elijah took all of those prophets and executed them.
然后以利亚就把这巴利的先知不容一人逃脱，全杀死在面前。
Did Jezebel repent?
这个耶西别有没有悔改呢？
Did you hear me? Did Jezebel repent?
耶西别有没有悔改？
Did she give up?
他有没有就放弃了呢？
No. In 1 Kings 19, she threatened to kill Elijah.
没有，他甚至在列王记上的
And
十九
then
章，他甚至
two
更加
chapters
迫害。
later in 1 Kings 21, she conspires to kill Naboth.
他甚至继续的迫害他的那些先知。
Did Jezebel repent when Jehu came to Jezreel to kill her?
有没有这个耶西别来到有这个悔改的意思呢？
I'm sorry, do I still have you there? I was the
Yeah,
connection was
I can hear you. You can hear me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, good. It was slowing down. So Jezebel didn't repent when Jehu came, and then there's this verse in 2 Kings 9:30 where it says that just before Jezebel is killed, she put on eye makeup.
在耶西别面对耶户的时候，他甚至化妆。
So the question that you may ask is, Jezebel refused to give up, even though God proved himself to be the true God, and all of the prophets of Baal were false and were killed.
我
Why did
们
she
知道
give up?
耶西别为什么在已经证明这位神。以色列的神是真神，那些巴利都是假神的时候，仍然不放弃呢？
Why didn't Satan just give up? We know even as we celebrate Jesus'
我们应该觉得他应该来敬拜和庆祝这位真神。 Hello? I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, it just keeps on skipping.
Okay. Yeah, I have a little bit hesitation from your side.
Okay.
Not sure. Yeah.
We'll keep going. Jezebel is this picture of how relentless Satan is.
也许别就看，能从他身上看到这个魔鬼撒旦，他是何等的没有任何的怜悯。
It's like someone who is falling and wants to take with him as many people as possible.
而且他要坠落的时候，要把很多人都一起带到坠落当中。
Why doesn't Satan give up?
为什么撒旦
It's
不会放弃？
This is actually part of God's eternal purpose.
这实际上是神永远旨意的一部分。
We know even from that prophecy in Genesis 3 how the seed of woman will prevail over the evil one.
我们记得在创世纪3章讲到，女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。
And we know that that was Christ.
我们知道那个女人的后裔就是基督。
And in part of God's eternal purpose, God gains much glory when people, the church, much lower than angels, chooses God over Satan.
我们知道，若是神可以用到人，能够打败他的仇敌魔鬼，神就可以得到更多的荣耀。
Now, I go through this background of the evil one just to really be able to appreciate how awesome our God is as our deliverer.
当我们讲到这个恶者的背景的时候，我们是要为了看到我们这位神是何等可敬畏的神。
The comparison between the evil one and the deliverer are many.
很多我们可以比较这个恶者和我们的拯救者的很多的方面。
The devil is the adversary, and God is our advocate.
撒旦是我们的敌对者。主是我们的帮助者。
The evil one is a liar, and God is truth.
恶者，撒谎者，我们的神是真理。
The evil one exalted himself to his demise. Our God humbled himself and was exalted.
这个恶者是要把自己高举，必定会降卑，而我们的神是降卑，然后被升为至高。
The evil one produces death, but yet our God delivers from death.
恶者是带来死，我们的神是把我们能够带出死亡。
I'd like to read another scripture, and speaking of this deliverer,
我们可以再读一节圣经，讲到我们的拯救主。
So please take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
我们一起读哥林多的后书的1章10节。
It says, and this is speaking of God, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that He will still deliver us.
这里讲到神，他说他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
Just think about for that for a second. There is a past delivery of what he's done. There's a work of delivery that he's doing now in our lives, and there will always be delivery work that he does in the future.
这里我们思想的时候，讲到过去他拯救我们，现在他也仍然在我们的生命生活中拯救我们，将来他仍然不断的来拯救我们。
Now, we come together on Sundays for the Lord's Day. We remember the Lord's death on the cross.
我们到主日的时候，来到神面前，纪念主在十字架上为我们死。
And we know the power of the cross.
我们知道这个十字架的能力。
We have been freed from sin and guilt and shame.
我们从这个得到拯救，从这些的罪中和一切的这种负罪感中被拯救出来。
We remember in Romans where it says, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and of death. That's Romans 7:24 through Romans 8:2.
所以在罗马书第七章的第二里特别讲到，保罗的叹息，他说：“我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。如今那些在基督耶稣里就不定罪了。”
Praise God, we were once shackled as slaves to sin, but the power of the cross broke those shackles, and we are now slaves of righteousness unto God.
感谢神，因为他在十字架上的救赎，我们可以从这个罪的这个奴仆被拯救出来，现在能够成为在神里面义的奴仆。
There are many wonderful hymns that speak of this. Past delivery work that our Lord has done.
在很多的我们唱的诗歌中，讲到我们过去神对我们的救赎。
I hope you know the hymn, O 4,000 Tongues to Sing. In that hymn, it says that he breaks the power of canceled sin.
在我们熟悉的那个，用我们若是我们有千万的舌头来感谢赞美神，那就诗歌中讲到我们从这个被罪中过去的罪中被神释放出来。
In the hymn that we know, Rock of Ages, it says, Be of sin the double cure, save me from its guilt and power.
在勇士磐石那首诗歌中也是讲到我们可以在罪中被他拯救出来。
Another hymn, Glorious Freedom, where each verse of the hymn speaks more and more with declaration and proclamation that we have glorious freedom in Christ.
也有一首诗歌讲到我们在主里面荣耀的自由，也是讲到被神从罪中彻底释放，得到了自由。
Now, that's the work that's already been done in our lives. We have been delivered. We're no longer those slaves.
这是讲到我们神在过去怎么拯救我们，我们被他从罪中救拔出来。
Now, there's a present delivery work by our deliverer as well.
我们的拯救者也现在拯救我们。
Martin Luther said this about temptation. Of course, this passage here is speaking about not leading us into temptation, but delivering us from the evil one.
马丁·路德曾经讲到这一方面，这里讲到不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶这一点。
And the delivery work that's being done in our lives is that working out of our salvation.
这个救赎的工作是讲到我们要从我们的救，真正得到我们的救恩，
It's that sanctification process.
是一个成圣的过程。
And often temptation is used in that sanctification process.
在这个成圣的过程中，试探就被神所使用。
So this is what Martin Luther said. He said
马丁。
temptation is the best. He says temptation is the best school into which the Christian can enter.
马丁路德这样讲，这个试探呢，是我们这些基督徒可以进入的最好的学校。
Yet in itself, apart from the grace of God, it is so doubly hazardous.
但是若是没有神的恩典呢，这个试探将会引来 多方面的危险。
That this prayer should be offered every day. Lead us not into temptation, or if we must enter it, Lord, deliver us from evil.
这就是为什么这卷主导文说到不叫我们遇见试探。万一我们要是遇到了这样的试探，就要求神让我们脱离这样的凶恶。
Oh, there's much learning that we have opportunity to grow in through temptation.
我们通过试探可以能够学到非常多的功课。
Now, the evil one's goal is to thwart the forward progress of all believers.
恶者他的目的就是让我们停止不前。
And what is the great temptation? Kind of the what's all temptation summed up in? Do what pleases yourself.
最大我们所面临的最大的试探就是要满足自己的喜欢。
Now, let me just note here as an aside, but an important aside, that temptation itself is not sin.
我这里另外讲一点，就是试探本身不是罪。
It's acting upon the temptation that is sin.
当我们对于试探有不良的反应的时候，这就是罪。
It's that second look at something that is the sin.
是我们在看第二眼的时候，这就成为罪。
Now, as we go through the scripture, we see many examples of when temptation came, what choice the people made.
在圣经中讲到很多的例子，当试探来临的时候，我们是怎样的反应？
Of course, in 1 Corinthians 10, there is a list of temptations that were examples that we see in the Old Testament.
在哥林多前书十章那里讲到了很长的一个各种的试探的情形。
And this is the section from 1 Corinthians 10, 6 through 13.
在哥林多前书十章六节到十三节中。
And these examples all harken back to Exodus and Numbers when the children of Israel were in the wilderness.
这里讲到的是在出埃及记那边，特别和民数记中讲到以色列人所经历的试探。
We see that there was a lust for evil. There was following of idols.
有贪恋恶事，有拜偶像。
We see that there was a sexual immorality. There was a lack of trust in Christ.
有奸淫，有不信奉主的。
Right, that lack of trust is even part of what caused Moses to not go into the promised land, because it says that he didn't believe God in speaking to the rock.
甚至不信靠神，甚至都使得摩西不能进入应许之地，因为他在他击打磐石的时候显出他不能够完全相信神。
That unbelief of the Israelites was seen in Exodus 17 when it was said, is the Lord among us? Right? They weren't trusting God.
在出埃及十七章中也讲到以色列人他们不能够相信神的情形。
And then, of course, we see over and over again these Old Testament examples of the people complaining.
我们也常常看到在旧约中神的子民他们发怨言的情形。
Now, there might be some bit of all of those temptations that we face today.
我们可能现在所遇到试探有各种这样同样的情形。
But my sense is I've been meditating in this season that we're living in is a slightly different temptation.
当我思想神的话的时候，我觉得我们现在面对的有些不太一样的试探。
Of course, this matter of idols is something that appears to be coming to the surface and needs to be dealt with in all of our lives as we see the stripping of things in our lives since we're spending more time at home.
当我们在家中比较多的时间的时候，我们当然要区分那些特别明显的偶像，要对付那些偶像。
But the temptation that I sense of today that I think we need to be careful of is this.
但是我们现在更加要小心的是这样的试探。
The temptation is that we just want things to go back to normal.
我们的试探可能是我们要回到原来的正常的光景。
Think how easy it is for us to all just want that. Can't things just be normal again?
我们常常也这样想，我们不能够再回到原来正常的情形吗？
I just want to live my life like I've always lived it.
我想和以前一样，大家正常的来生活。
Maybe things shouldn't go back to normal after the season of pandemic.
当这个疫情过去以后，我们不应该回到那原来的光景。
Hello, I lost you again.
I can hear you. You can hear me?
Now, of course, we want people to get jobs back and have a livelihood, but I'm speaking about spiritual.
当然神会让我们回到原来的工作，但是我现在讲的呢是在属灵上。
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, Raymond.
Okay, what was the last thing that you got?
You said it's a spiritual thing.
Okay.
It's a spiritual thing that we go back to normal.
Yes, okay. So the Lord is doing something in our day right now.
现在神正在我们的生命中做工。
And what he's doing in this day is refining his people.
当我们在这个时候，神对我们的就是要我们炼净我们。
When we come out of this season, whenever and whatever that looks like.
当我们回到这个我们从这个光景中被救拔出来的时候。
Okay, I'm sorry, it was just a lag again. What I'm trying to say is that this is a great opportunity for things to not be normal, but in fact, for his bride to be refined and prepared for his return.
这个我们刚才我想讲的就是我们这个是个非常好的机会，可以借着神工作把我们炼净啊，能够预备成为心腹，装饰整齐。
We ought to never be the same after this.
我们经历这段时间不应该再回到原来的光景。
Now, of course, we know that as this passage in 1 Corinthians 10 continues, what it says.
当然我们看到这个哥林多前书的时候，他又继续的讲。
It says in verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
这里10章13节讲到，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
There's always a way of escape.
总是神给我们一条出路。
Sometimes we find that way of escape when we hear someone ministering God's word, and it convicts our heart, and we use that as a way of escape when something comes up.
有时候，神是借着弟兄姊妹向我们说的话，让这些话摸着我们的心的时候，就给我们开一条出路。
Sometimes we're just spending time quietly before the Lord in prayer or in His word, and it's feeding us to be able to escape from some temptation.
有时候就是简单的在神面前安静祷告，读他的话，然后神就借着这个把我们打出一条出路。带我们经过这个试探。
Sometimes it's a brother or a sister who sends you a text message, and it's that way of escape to distract you or to turn you from what was about to cause sin.
有时候就是弟兄姊妹给我们发一个一个短信或者一个信息，那个时候就让我们躲过了我们要犯罪受试探。
But the important word here is in verse 12, where it says, Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
这里重要的一节经文是在10章12节，他在讲，所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
You know, we might say, we're not like those Old Testament saints who had idols or who don't believe in God or who complain. We're not like that.
可能说像旧约的这些圣徒一样啊，他们不仅有偶像，常常埋怨和常常的不信主，我们不像他们那样。
As soon as we think that that would never be me, that's when we must take heed the most.
正是你需要谨慎的时候。
When we think wrong, then it's when we're actually very weak.
就是当我们觉得我们自己很强壮的时候，我们实际上是很软弱的。
It's when we're weak and we see that we have a strong deliverer, that we're actually strong.
因为等到我们是软弱的时候，我们才能看到我们的拯救者是大有能力的。
And we know that that strong deliverer, because when he was tempted, he did not fall into temptation. He is able to help us.
因为我们看到拯救我们的主，他虽然有进入试探，但是他却胜过试探。
He faced all temptations, but yet was without sin.
他凡事都受过试探，但是却没有犯罪。
Do you believe that he can help you when you face temptation?
你相信他能够当你面临试探的时候能拯救你吗？
So remember, this deliverer both has delivered us in the past, delivers us now, and will deliver us in the future.
所以记得，我们的拯救者不仅过去、现在、将来都在拯救我们。
So we know that this is a fact that we will face temptations in the future.
我们知道，我们是要经历试探，常常是一个事实。
Now, do we trust him?
但是我们有没有相信他？
Do we believe that he truly is our deliverer?
我们有没有相信他真是我们拯救者？
I've been greatly encouraged that he is worthy to be trusted recently in my daily time in the scripture.
当我每天读圣经的时候，最近神就特别提醒我，他是我们真正的拯救者。
And I'd like to just give you a simple example of something that just gives me more confidence than I've even had before that he is trustworthy.
我可以给你一个非常简单的例子，能够说明我们如何能够借着这些事情，能够更加的信靠这位我们的拯救者。
Toward the end of 2 Kings, we read about King Josiah.
在王下的列王记下的时候，这里讲到一个约西亚王。
And in 2 Kings 23:16, it talks about how Josiah took down the high places.
在列王记下23:16那里讲到约西亚王怎样来除去偶像。
And it says that this was according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed the word.
这正如从前神人宣传耶和华的话。
And maybe this is a prophecy that we don't often think about because this man of God that gave the prophecy was unnamed.
我们不太常想到这个宣传神耶和华的话的人，因为他是在圣经中没有记载名字。
But if you go back to 1 Kings 13, verses 1 and 2, we see this prophecy.
但是我们要回到列王记上那段的经文的时候，我们就看到那确实是神的话作为的 宣传。
It says, Behold, the man of God went from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Then he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar! Thus says the Lord, Behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David, and on you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places, who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you.
一到二节讲到，那时有一个神人奉耶和华的命从犹大来到伯特利，耶罗波安正站在坛旁要烧香，神人奉耶和华的命向坛呼叫说，坛啊坛啊，耶和华如此说，大卫家里必生一个儿子，名叫约西亚，他必将秋坛的祭司，就是在你上面烧香的，杀在你上面，人的骨头也被烧在你上面。
Do you know how much time passed from that prophecy to when it was fulfilled?
你知道那个预言说的时候到发生的时间经历了多长时间吗？
It's over 300 years later.
甚至超过了300多年的时间。
Not just what happened, but even that the name of the child would be Josiah.
不仅事情发生，并且神预言的那个儿子叫约西亚也发生了。
Now this encourages me very much.
这对我是个很大的激励。
What a God we have who has a plan and it will be done.
我们是信的何等的神，他有一个计划，然后这个计划就完全照着计划实现。
We remember earlier in that Matthew 6 where it says, Your kingdom come, your will be done.
我们记得在马太福音六章那个主导文中讲到说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意成就。
He is so worthy to be trusted in, dear saints.
亲爱的圣徒们，他是何等值得我们信靠。
He is our deliverer, past, present, future.
他是我们过去、现在、将来的拯救者。
Now, the deliverance may not be as we expect.
这个他的拯救不一定像我们所想象的方式。
It may not mean that things go back to normal after this season.
也不一定是让我们回到这件事情发生以前的光景。
And in each of our individual situations, that deliverance may look differently.
我们每个人被神拯救的光景也不一样。
But we must trust that as he has delivered us, and he does deliver us, that he will deliver us.
但是我们必须相信我们的拯救者过去、现在、将来一直在拯救我们。
And despite all of the evil of the evil one, we know this.
我们知道那个恶者，我们知道他的情形。
What does it say in Revelation chapter 12?
在启示录十二章中有这样的话。
It says, They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death.
那里是讲到弟兄胜过他，是因为羔羊的血和他所见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
We know that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world.
我们知道 在我们里面的比这个世界更大。
So we go forth from here and we ought to be very encouraged.
我们从这里往前走的时候，我们应该充满被激励。
That no matter what the evil one does and God allows, through all of that, God is the great deliverer.
不管恶者怎样做，神允许的，那神总能成为我们的拯救者。
And just one final thought to close the time is this.
我最后一点给弟兄姊妹分享的。
As that passage there in Matthew 6 is developing these different revelations of who God is.
在马太福音6章讲到这些神向我们开启的一点点深入的时候，
It seems that in some way that verse 13 encapsulates what comes before it.
在13节就把前面讲的好像有个总结一样。
Because when we think about God as deliverer, what do we see?
因为当我们说我们的神是我们的拯救者的时候，我们看到什么？
We see both his saving work
我们看到他的救赎的工作，
and we see his lordship as well.
我们也看到他是那个主，他是王。
That atoning work that was done, saved us and delivered us.
他救赎的工作拯救了我们，也把我们脱离恶
And
者。
he sits at the right hand of the Father as Lord, and he can deliver us and has the power to deliver us.
他现在坐在父神的右边，他有能力来继续拯救我们。
And That is the word that I've just been sensing lately, that I wanted to encourage the saints with.
这是我最近默想神的话，想用这些话来给弟兄姊妹一起的勉励。
We live in very interesting times.
我们在一个非常有趣的时代生活。
May we never just go back to normal.
愿我们不再回到原来的光景。
So let's just have another word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that we can come before you this morning.
主，我们今天早晨能来到你面前，我们来感谢你。
Even though we see this evil, we remember that you are powerful over the evil.
虽然我们看到凶恶，但是我们知道你胜过凶恶，因为你是有全能的。
Lord, we confess that we face temptations on all sides.
主，我们承认我们在各个方面都遇见试探。
In ourselves, there is no hope.
在我们自己没有任何盼望，
But in you, there is eternal hope.
但是在你，我们有永远的盼望。
And we have hope because you are the true and great deliverer.
我们有盼望，因为你是那个极大的、真实的拯救者。
We thank you that you have delivered us completely.
我们感谢你，你已经完全拯救了我们。
We thank you that you deliver us now and you will always deliver us.
也感谢你，你现在仍要救我们，将来也还要救我们。
Lord, do that work in each one of us to even be willing to let you deliver as you see fit.
主，你帮助我们，让我们愿意被你一步步的拯救。
So thank you, Lord, that we can gather today and do pray, Lord, that you would just continue to speak to us and that we would have spiritual eyes to see what you're doing in this day. In Jesus' name we pray.
主，我们感谢你，让我们有机会在你面前，并且继续的带领我们，让我们在这个过程中学到你给我们当学的功课。奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。